initiatives, and engage in discussions through panels on topics such as public safety, village crisis response, and more. The summit serves as a platform for sharing insights, strategies, and solutions to enhance the overall well-being of the communities in the TCC region. The event is open to the public and will be available via Zoom. If you have questions, please call us at 907-452-8251, extension 3037. Or you can find out more on our Facebook page or on our website at TananaChiefs.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A New York judge today ordered former President Trump to pay $355 million for civil fraud. He had inflated the value of his properties to obtain more favorable loan terms. He's also banned from serving as an officer or director of any New York company for 3 years. Trump's two older sons, Donald Trump Jr. and Eric, were fined an additional $4 million each. The judge determined the Trump Organization created more than 500 false valuations to inflate the company's net worth by billions of dollars. Vice President Harris delivered a rebuke of former President Trump's worldview today, without explicitly mentioning him in a speech to world leaders in Munich. As NPR's Asma Khalid reports from Munich, this comes at a time when many in Europe are feeling uncertain about the U.S. commitment to the world.
Harris said she knows that many people in Europe are asking questions about the future of American leadership, and these are also questions Americans must ask themselves.
History has also shown us, if we only look inward, we could not defeat threats from outside. Isolation is not insulation.
She warned that isolation ultimately would weaken America. Her comments come as Republican leadership in the House has essentially blocked additional funding for Ukraine. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
World leaders, exiled Russians, and Kremlin watchers around the world are reacting with anger and disbelief to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the activist died in a remote Russian prison where he was serving a lengthy sentence.
There's been widespread praise for the 47-year-old Navalny, who was a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said Navalny stood up for democracy and freedom in Russia and apparently paid for it with his life. Like many others, Vice President Kamala Harris and Secretary of State Antony Blinken squarely blamed Putin for Navalny's death. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said, "Alexei, we will never forget you and will never forgive them." Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called Putin a monster. Others, like NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, urged patience until an investigation was completed. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden said he's not surprised, but he is outraged by the death. He put the blame directly on Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Biden visits the Ohio town of East Palestine today, the site of a train derailment more than a year ago. It caused an explosive fire and spilled millions of gallons of hazardous materials and pollutants. Biden has been criticized for not visiting sooner. This is NPR News from Washington. Kansas City police are asking witnesses to Wednesday's shooting to come forward as their investigation continues. One person was killed and 22 others were wounded when gunfire erupted during a rally to celebrate the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. Two juveniles have been charged with gun-related and resisting arrest charges. The U.S. Education Department is trying to remedy the bungled rollout of this year's free application for federal student aid. But as Kirk Carapeza from member station GBH reports, the delayed form is still making the process more complicated.
First, the government came out with the new simplified form 3 months later than expected. Then once it was out, the form had a mistake. It didn't account for inflation. Fixing that could delay colleges' award letters until April at the earliest.
It's a huge mess.
Bob Bardwell, executive director of the Massachusetts School Counselors Association, says students in wealthy suburbs tend to have more college advising than their urban and rural peers.
They're definitely going to be haves and have-nots, but it's just poor timing.
The Education Department is pledging to help high-need colleges hire more staff to process applications more quickly. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.
Major tech companies signed a pact today to adopt what they call reasonable precautions to prevent artificial intelligence tools from being used to disrupt elections around the world this year. They agreed to work to detect and label deceptive AI-generated content. They also promised to help consumers learn how to spot disinformation. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org.
KSKO McGrath,
KMGS
and KNIB Nicolai,
KGYA Greatly,
KNKO Shagluck,
KSKC Crooked Creek,
KSKP Sleep Mute,
KZPA Fort Yukon,
KRFF Fairbanks,
KNNA
Enana,
KTKF
Toke,
KRLL Circle,
and KEAALP Eagle.
All night long, it's Eric Burden and the Animals on KSKO, exactly 12:09. Well, man, the peanut gallery is full here at the radio station today. I got not one, but two members of the peanut gallery here today. Candace, getting ready for Name That Tune, and Clinton just walked in. We've got 22 degrees in McGrath right now. Highs in the upper 20s to mid 30s today, and mostly clear skies. It looks beautiful outside. 27 in Anvik right now. Highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s for the lower Yukon. 26 in Sleep Mute right now. Highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s with mostly sunny skies along the lower Kuskokwim. 2 above in for Yukon. Sunny, highs around 4 above today. In Eagle, 18 and fair skies. Wind southeast to 10, gusting to 23. Highs in the lower 20s in Eagle today. At Fort Wainwright, a few clouds and 3 above. Highs in the upper 20s today. And at Merrill Field in Anchorage, fair and 25. Highs in the lower to mid 30s today. Once again, it's about 22 in McGrath. Highs in the upper 20s to mid 30s. Lows 1 to 11 above tonight. Sunset at 6:04 tonight. Sunrise tomorrow at 9:06. If you got a request, 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. We got Name That Tune coming up in a couple of minutes. First off, we're going to do, coming up in a couple of minutes, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and then Name That Tune. Right now, it's Simon and Garfunkel, Cecilia.
Code that you can live by. and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. And you, of tender years, can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love.
Teach your child, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, right here on KSKO. I'm Paul Walker. Want to pass along a message for McGrath folks. Jade has her house open for anyone who wants to come by and share a story or have a cup of coffee after the unexpected passing of Andrew the other day. The girls and Jade will be leaving Nikolai at about 6:30 tonight, but her house is open until then. One thing she says Andrew always taught her is to have hot water and coffee on in case guests come over. So if you'd like to pay some respects, stop by Jade's house today. It's open anytime you want to go by. All right. Name that tune. If you're not familiar, we play the very beginning of a song, the instrumental, the part before the singing starts. You've got to correctly identify the song title and artist. We're looking for caller number 5 today. And it's not just the fifth caller. It's the fifth caller with the correct answer. So if we get 3 callers who have the correct answer, 2 next callers don't have the correct answer, and then the next 2 have the correct answer, it turns out to be the 7th caller. So fifth caller with the correct, Candace says I confused her. I think I may have confused myself. Candace is going to answer the phone. KSKO song and artist, please. Give her that and she'll tell you if you're correct. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're listening to the sound of my melodious voice or mellifluous, whatever the word is, you can win and we'll mail you your prize. 524-3001. 1-800-605-KSKO. Mellifluous, I think, is the word. Mellifluous is the word. 524-3001, 1-800-605. Now they're really turning into the peanut gallery right now. It's bad enough when I have Candace here. It gets even worse when she has someone to team up with. Clinton is hanging out for a few minutes. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Name this song title and artist that I'm playing right now. The pig is ready. The pig is ready. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. 605 KSKO. Do you know that song title and artist? All right, any ideas? 524-3001-1800-605-KSKO. We're looking for the song title and artist of that song. Candace, check and make sure the phone's working. All right, 524-3001-1800-605-KSKO. Take a listen. All right, we've got one correct answer so far. 524-3001-1800-605-KSKO. Song title and artist? Fifth caller with the correct answer gets a prize. We have got one incorrect and one correct answer. 524-3001-1800-605-KSKO. We are looking for the song title and artist of the song you've been listening to. If you know what it is and you can identify it and you're the fifth caller with the correct answer, get a prize. We got two correct answers now. We have got three correct answers so far. Candace just likes squeezing the pig. The pig signifies to me that we have a correct answer, so Candace doesn't have to yell, and I can understand that. So we got four correct answers right now. All right, we have a winner. No more calls, please. We have a winner. No more calls, please. We have a winner. We have a winner. A man named Roe from Fairbanks was our fifth caller with the correct answer. And he identified this. And we're going to play it in its entirety now. The Shy Lights. Have you seen her?
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go. you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, or anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Girl, you're a hot-blooded woman, child, and it's warm where you're touching me. But I can tell by your trembling smile, you're seeing way too much in me. Girl, don't let your life get tangled up with mine, 'cause I'll just leave you. I can't take no clinging fine. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked.
Baby, don't get hooked on me. It's Mac Davis on KSKO, 12:31 on a beautiful Friday afternoon. I'm Paul Walker. We're going to take a look at weather now. We're about 23 degrees in McGrath. Clear skies through the day today along the upper Kuskokwim. Highs in the upper 20s to mid-30s. Lows 1 to 11 above tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow. Highs in the lower 20s. Lows in the lower teens. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Lower to mid-20s on Sunday. And Washington's birthday Monday. Do note, post office is closed on Monday. A few clouds in 27 in Anvik for the lower Yukon and Anoka Valleys. Mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Lows in the mid-teens tonight. Mostly cloudy. Just a slight chance of precipitational events tomorrow. Highs in the 20s. Lows in the upper teens to lower 20s. Light freezing rain and snow likely after midnight tomorrow night through the day Sunday along the lower Yukon. Highs in the mid-20s to mid-30s on Sunday there. Light freezing rain and snow likely. Washington's birthday Monday, mid-30 for the lower Yukon. 26 and fair and sleet mute. Sunny today. Highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s. Same for tomorrow, but the day will become mostly cloudy later on. Clear tonight. Lows in the teens above zero. Lows tomorrow night. Mid-teens to mid-20s. Rain and snow likely Sunday afternoon into the evening along the lower Kuskokwim. Snow on Monday. Highs in the 30s Sunday and Monday there. And for Yukon, fair and 2. Highs around 4 today. 0 tomorrow with sunny skies. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow night. Lows in the mid-teens below 0. Partly sunny. 1 above on Sunday. 4 above on Monday in Fort Yukon. Eagle, 18 above right now, a little breezy at times, southeast to 10, gusting to 23. Sunny today, tomorrow, Sunday, and partly sunny Monday. Highs in the upper teens to near the mid-20s, lows at night in the mid to upper single digits in Eagle. Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks, 3 above. Highs in the upper 20s today for Fairbanks. Lows around 4 below tonight. Near the upper teens Saturday and Sunday. Mid-20s on Monday in Fairbanks. Anchorage, it's 25 at Merrill Field. Sunny today, clear tonight. Highs in the lower to mid-30s. Lows in the mid-teens to lower 30s tonight. Highs in the 30s tomorrow. Mid-30s to lower 40s Sunday. In the 30s on Monday. Once again, we have got about 20...
Thank you.